1 Kings 18 and verse 42. So Ahab went off to eat and drink. 1 Kings 18, verse 42. Now, I know I've addressed the whole verse in a previous discourse. And in that discourse, I compared the reaction of Ahab and Elijah to the news that there would be rain. And I tried to say, or at least I hope I said something, trying to address the modern tendency of churches, elders, pastors, and so on, putting on material attractions, fun and entertainment, especially food, to try and attract the Ahabs of this world. And I tried to address it because I think it's seriously wrong. And I tried to say something about that. But I want in this discourse to return to this text to address in particular Ahab. So Ahab went off to eat and drink. What is it here? Well, Elijah has just announced the great and glorious truth that rain, heavy rain, is about to fall after 3 years of judgment, drought, God withholding the rain, and with all the consequent disaster and agony and grief that this has caused. God is now coming back in mercy. God, through Elijah, has demonstrated on Carmel his glorious determination to put down false teaching, to establish his covenant again, to bring Israel back to the covenant, to take them away from the Baals and the Asherahs. God has seen Jezebel and Ahab, and he has come in judgment over 3 years and signally brought it to a climax in the slaughter of the false prophets. So Ahab has been a witness to both God's mercy and God's judgment. He has seen it firsthand, the power and the judgment of God. But he's also seen and heard of the glorious promise of returning mercy. And what is his reaction? Now, I know Elijah in verse 41 told him to go and eat. I think that may well be ironical. Go and eat. I know what you want to do. That's what you're concerned about. You couldn't care less, really, about truth and error. You couldn't care less, really, about judgment and mercy. As long as you get your bread and cheese or your pizza, go home and have it. That's what you want. So Ahab went off to eat and drink. So in this discourse, I want to address directly those of you who are listening to me now, and you've listened perhaps for some time, maybe it's the first time, but your mind is set on this world. It may be literally, as Ahab, something to eat and drink. That is a great God today. Look at the television programs. How many are made up of presenting food, cooking this and cooking that. I speak of the United Kingdom. I don't know what it's like in other parts of the world, but I know in the United Kingdom, cooking programs, food programs, constitute a major, major section of the TV schedule. But of course, another part of the schedule is how to slim and lose weight and reduce calories. You know, the two go together, don't they? Food is a great God today. Now, of course, eating and drinking is a God-given appetite, and we need it. We need fuel to live. But this is the point. Do we live to eat or eat to live? Ahab, you see, is one of these people, and there's so many about, whose mind is set more on food than on the mercy of God or the judgment of God. And, of course, you can multiply this and extend it. Sex, that is a great God. Power, money, wealth, possession, property, good looks, clothes, you name it. All these things have their place, no doubt. But the truth is, they become gods, they become idols. And in this respect, particularly, I'm addressing the unbeliever and the ditherer halting between two opinions here. What do I mean? Well, here is the gospel being presented to you. I try in my feeble way. I speak of Christ, his love for sinners, his dying for sinners, his bleeding on the cross, his willingness to stand in the sinner's place, to bear the wrath of God for sinners, to wash sinners from their sins in his precious blood, to clothe them in his righteousness, to present them faultless with exceeding joy before his Father's presence, to bring them beyond condemnation into everlasting glory. Mercy, 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 grace, free grace, sovereign grace, love, love, love. It goes on and on. Was there ever such love as this? Was there ever such mercy as this? Is there anywhere else you can find such grace and kindness? God willing to save sinners through Jesus Christ by the power of his Spirit. And this is on offer to sinners. And yet, as I preach it, what do sinners do? What's for tea? Where are we going tomorrow? What's my bank balance? What's on the telly tonight? Anything and everything but closing with Jesus Christ and coming to him and enjoying his mercy and trusting him and finding that salvation. Look on the other side. I speak of the wrath of God, and I do. I tell you now, every sinner is born into this world, and everyone born into the world is a sinner. We're all born under the wrath of God. And if we don't get that change, we should die under the wrath of God, and we should be under the wrath of God forever. You will be, my friend. I speak of this, the judgment of God, the judgment day, the everlasting state. Oh, there is a heaven. Oh, yes. But there is a hell, too. Do I still believe in everlasting hell? I do. Do I still believe there is such a place of eternal judgment and torment? I do. Do I still believe those who are outside of Christ will perish? I do. And do I say it? I do. I don't gloat over it. I hope I've got enough love to say it to you, my friend. But unless you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, you will perish. The wrath of God abides on you even now as I speak. So it's the judgment of God. Now what do sinners do when they hear that? Well, what's for tea? Where are we going tomorrow? What have we got on the telly tonight? Anything and everything. Who's playing who at the football match or the baseball or whatever it might be? Do you see what I'm saying? Ahab is typical of those people, and there are so many about, whether the judgment of God is put before them or the mercy of God, they run off to eat and drink or go to their pet god, whoever he or she might be. Ahab has not died. Ahab has many children. They're all with us. My friend, do not be an Ahab. When the mercy of God is presented to you, when the wrath of God is presented to you, don't turn your back upon it and go after a material, carnal way. Look, Jesus said this. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, not just a bit of bread and cheese? What if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Do you want to lose your soul? Or do you want to gain everlasting life? It's only found in Jesus Christ. Now, Ahab is the warning to you. Here is a man who prefers this life, the here and now, gratification, carnal gratification, instead of the eternal mercies of God. You can see it in the case of Elijah on Carmel with Ahab, but it's being played out time and time again. Will it be played out with this discourse? Is there an unbeliever listening to me now? And whether I speak on the wrath of God or the mercy of God, it means nothing to you. Is it nothing to you? O ye that pass by, is it nothing to you that Jesus should die? Is it nothing? I'm afraid for many people, the answer it is nothing. God deliver you from it. I warn you, but I would also invite you to look at the mercy of God. I warn you of his judgment. may one or the other move you. May it be like a vice. If you look one side, you see the mercy of God. If you look the other side, the other jaw, you see the wrath of God, and the two closing in upon you. My friend, whichever it is, may the wrath of God drive you to Christ, or the mercy of God draw you to Christ. Come to Christ, whatever. I plead with you. Amen.